Shaftim can teshuvah be abused.
Shaftim can teshuvah be abused. Thank you. Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Friday, 6th of Elul, 2nd of September. Rabbi Benji Morgan, Shlita. Shoftim, can teshuvah be abused? This week's Torah way is sponsored by Torah way regulars and friends of Graham Summers in memory of his late father, Bernard Summers, Rebel Baruch, Ben Reb Moshe Yosef, Zichron Levracha, who's nifted on the 19th of Av. We all miss you, Graham, and wish you a Chaim Aruchim in good health.
Good morning, everyone. So, recently I came across a student of ours who he told me the following story. He said that he wanted to find out a little bit where he came from when he was a bit younger. So he went to his father and asked him, where are we from? And his father said, let me tell you the story. There was a big bang, there was a soup, then over billions of years, the monkeys, and then the gorillas, and then from there, over billions of years, this is where you came from. He goes to his mother says, let me tell you where you come from. He says, there was Adam and Chava, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Rachel, Leah, Imois, and through the generations, this is where you come from. He says, I don't understand. He says, I asked Dad where you came from, and he said, the monkeys, the gorillas, the big bang, the soup. I came to you and asked where you were coming from, and you tell me, Ottoman, Chava, and Sara, Rivka, Rachel, what's going on? I'm so confused. He says, listen, it's not a steer at all. He says, when you went to your father, he was talking about his side of the family. And he came to me, he was talking about my side of the family. And in my sir, we do have contradictions in our lives. Elul is a time when we kind of face those contradictions. And it was this time, 18 years ago, that I heard from a grandson of Reb Ruchem, who came into the yeshiva of Tzvi Kaplan the first week of Elul. And Tzvi Kaplan's father, also called Reb Ruchem Kaplan. And he came in and he said, Shaftim v'shaytrim titin l'cha. L'cha! That's what he said. Shaftim v'shaytrim titin l'cha. The way to get through the Rosh Hashanah is that if someone, the Eitzah to get through Rosh Hashanah, the Yemei Adin, Yemei HaKurim is, by becoming our own Shaftim and our own Shaytrim, titin l'cha, a person should judge themselves. By becoming your own judge, therefore the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't need the judges at all. Yeah. That's it. Rebbe Ruchem said it from his grandfather. The thing is that the interesting thing is that I often get asked, and it's interesting, in JLE you get to hear or see Yiddishkeit from an outsider's perspective sometimes. You get to see how other people see it who haven't engaged with it. And I was sitting in a shir last year, a group we were having chaburim, we're discussing teshuva, and we came across the idea which we're going to discuss today of Echtav Oshuv. And one of the students said to me, he said, listen, all right, the machzor for Yom Kippur, the musa svarim for Elul, he didn't quite use these words, I'm using our words, and the machzor for Rosh Hashanah are all pre-printed. No one goes home after Yom Kippur and burns them. Yeah, it says, okay, fine, maybe we'll not even burn them, we'll bury them. Maybe we'll have to buy another one for Tshuva for next year. Everyone comes back. So basically we know that we're going to come back and we know that we're not going to be perfect. So why aren't we all in the category of Echtav Oshuv? Throughout the year, we know Echtav Yom Kippur Mechapa, we know Yom Kippur is coming. What, when we just forget? And the Maisa, in the approach to Elul and the approach to the contradictions in our lives, I thought maybe perhaps we could spend a few minutes today just looking at this sugya of Echtav V'Oshuv, which starts off in the Gemara in Yuma, Pei Hei Amud Beis, and to try and understand whether we are all guilty of Echtav V'Oshuv, Echtav Yom Kippur Mechapa, or maybe there's another pshat. The Mishnah in Yom Pei Hei Amud Beis says, Ha'omer Echtav V'Oshuv, Echtav V'Oshuv, twice, Ein maspikin biyodei lasis tshuva. Someone who says, I will do an avera, but I'm going to do tshuva. The Mishnah says again, I'll do an avera and I'll go and do tshuva. Ein maspikin biyodilas is tshuva. The Bernstein doesn't. Ein maspikin is pashtus mashma. Ein maspikin. The Bernstein doesn't give him the opportunity to do tshuva. The Mishnah continues. Echte v'yom hakipurim mechaper. This is a different thing. Someone says, I'm going to do tshuva, and yom kippur will be mechaper. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, why is it that he needs to say it twice? Why is it ha'emer echteva oshuv, echteva oshuv? The Gemara in Yuma Peizayin Amud Aleph continues, lomeli lemeimer echteva oshuv, echteva oshuv. Why do you need to say echteva oshuv, echteva oshuv? By the way, the Gemara doesn't ask why it needs to say ha'emer, but it says, why does it need to say it twice? Says the Gemara, could Rav Huna Marav, Tam Rav Huna Marav, Kivin Sha'ova Adam Avera Rishona Bal, Hutraloi. It's like Rav Huna, the famous Rav Huna, that says that if someone does an Avera, and he does it once, he does it twice, Hutraloi Salkadadach, it becomes Mutafim. What do you mean? It's really Mutta? And Anas is like Heta. The famous Gemara, it becomes like as if it's Mutta for him. It's not really Mutta, but it's Anas is like Heta. Derech Agav, I was once in a Shia by Rav Berkovitz, and they asked him, what is the Heta for these news sites, which have sometimes, I'm not going to say which ones they're referring to, they have sometimes open Lashon Hara on them. He said, what's the heta for them? So he said, the heta is Rav Huna's heta. So the younger man fell straight and said, what's Rav Huna? He said, you want to pay Zayin Amud Aleph, Nas is like a heta. Enough times you click on it, that it must be its mutter, so therefore you don't worry about it anymore. That was the only heta he found. But Amaisa, the Nas is like a heta means, the Gemara going back, the Gemara says, why is it say twice? The answer is that by saying it by Echtav Osho, by saying it twice, it's Nasis Leiketa. Says Rashi, could Rav Huna to Kivin the Chotah trace him. The Rashi doesn't say because he said it twice, but rather like the words of Rav Huna, because he has poshut done the Avera twice. Shuv ein maspikin biyodi lasin shuva. Why? Lefish Avera deima alav heta. Because the Avera is for him like a heta, therefore ein maspikin biyodi lasin shuva. Now it seems there's a question on Rashi. If you understand the way that the Gemara and the Rashi are learning, it seems to have nothing to do with the Ha'emer, which really goes back to the Gemara. This is where Rashi's come from. The Mishnah said Ha'emer Echtav Ashuv, someone who says, I'm going to Echtav Ashuv. According to this, it's nothing to do with the Ha'emer. It's just Rav Huna says, if someone does an Avera twice, it will become Nasis Leikaheta. Which actually means that the way that L'chayr, that Rashi's learning of Ein Maspikin B'Yodilas and Shuvah, which Ein Maspikin, like we said, Pashto says that Hashem kind of locks him out. That's not how Rashi seems to be learning. Rashi seems to be learning Ein Maspikin B'Yodilas because, says Rashi, Lefish Havira Deimelov Heta, because the Avira becomes Mutah, therefore you will not do Teshuvah because you don't even think that you're doing something which is Mutah now. So therefore, why would I do Teshuvah on it? So according to Rashi, there is a question. Why does the Mishnah use the Lashon of Ha'emer Echtav Oshuv? If it's simply like Rav Huna, that it's because it becomes like a Heta, what has it got to do with saying that you're going to do the Avera? Now maybe the Pshat is, which I can see people already being Mechavan to, that even Rav Huna, if you stand to an Avera twice, who says it comes like a Heta? But the fact that someone said, I'm going to do the Avera, and he says that twice, then the actual Pu'ula of just even strategizing to do the Avera in itself somehow it's Nasis Leiketa, although the Lashon of Rav Huna has nothing to do with Omer. It's just Nasis Leiketa. And L'chair, that's where Rashi's coming from. What's interesting is, the Rambam, which I thought I'd taken out, the Rambam in Tshuva.
It's not the set immediately above.
Okay, everyone's learning the Tshuva. The Rambam Pirk Dalit Halacha Aleph. I think I took it out here. Okay, just have one last. 1 second. The Rambam in his little Shulah Pirk Dalit Halacha Aleph brings down like this. Esrabod Varma Akvin is a tshuva. there's 24 things which Akub Chuba are Bomahen Oban Godl, Va Isa Echad Marbaason, Inakalish Borhu Maspik Biodilas Chuba, Lefi Godl Khetli. Like the Rambam uses a very clear lashon, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maspik Biyodoi, which is not to do with you locking yourself out, like the way the Rashi is learning, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is, that will not allow you to Shuvah. It's worth looking at the four for a second. One is Hamachti Asarabim, V'chlal Ovin Zeh Ma'akavis Rabbim Elaseis Mitzvah. Someone who's Machti the Rabbim, someone who causes other people to do an Avera. The Lashon of the Rambam is important Lashon. He says, even if you're Ma'akov Klal Yisrael from doing a mitzvah, it's also considered Machti. Second is, Matach Avir Mederach Tov L'Derach Ra, like a Mesis and Mediach. Third is, interesting, Haroya Benoi B'Tarvus Ra, Ve'einim Amacha B'Yodoi. If someone sees his own child going off the Derach, so to speak, Ve'einim Amacha B'Yodoi, and doesn't do something about it. Again, you can look at the Chazanish about exactly what the mitzvah of Chiyach is with regards to getting people back on the derech. It's not poshut that it's in today's generation necessarily with a stick. Because it's his own son, then if he was going to make a mecha, he would have stopped. If someone has the ability to be mecha with other people, whether they're an entire kahil, entire community, or whether they're yechidim, v'loy mecha, and he doesn't do anything about it. There's people who are not keeping Torah mitzvah, so he doesn't do anything about it. And Yaniach Eson Bekishloni says, well, it's nothing to do with me. Those are people which don't understand. Then that's also... There's actually in Parashat Nesavim, there's a very famous Kliyokar point on this, which talks about the din of Arbus, of Atam Nesavim Ayim. We don't have time today. But if you look at the beginning of Parashat Nesavim, he says that the bris that was made of Arbus means... that the Kliyokas, the words were, Kach is man shiyisor la revim zeh ba'ad zeh, as a kol mi shiyesh biyodi lo hechiyach, biru oise yochid oi rabim, noitim miderech ha-seichel, hu machzir lemutov. Ve'im halim alim yenov einov yimenu, if a person closes his eyes from people which aren't keeping Torah mitzvahs, ha-reyu bim koimoy, then you yourself are mechal al-shabbos, ve'imoy bim mechitzotso, you're part of it, ve'chit ha-rabim tolei boi. He adds in a caveat. If someone doesn't have the ability to mechiyach, then you should just support those organizations. But he says that the idea is that we have an achrayus of arbus, which, by the way, makes sense also with the machzer. It's another answer to the question we asked: why do we have the preprint machzer? Because if we could have done something about someone else, even if we didn't do an avera the whole year, our intention was because hari nitfas b'mechitzasi. So, we need to do tshuva anyway for someone else's avira. If someone else did an avira and we could have done something, then it's also part of it. But the Rambam's fourth thing, which is where we're coming to today, v'ha'imer echte v'ashuv. Someone who says echte v'ashuv, now he doesn't say it twice. The Rambam just says ha'imer echte v'ashuv. He says ha'imer, and then he says something interesting. Ovichlal zeh ha'imer echte v'yim ha'kipur mechapa. He says, I'm gonna do an avera b'yom kippur mechaper, and he says that's included in echde v'ashuv. Now let's go back to the Mishnah and where we were up to. What we had said so far was that the Mishnah says ha'omer echde v'ashuv ein maspik biyodei, and the end of the Mishnah says ha'omer echde v'yom kippur mechaper. It doesn't say it twice. Now the question the Gemara asks: what has it got to do with saying it twice? What's the relevance? So the Gemara says, just do it nasis leikaheta. The Rav Huna that's Nasis Loi Keheta, and Rashi seems to learn that it's to do with the fact that it becomes Heta, Ema Speakin. So the question is, first of all, why does the Rambam only bring it once? The Gemara said that it was Dafka twice. So what is the Rambam saying on Ema Echdeva Ashud? And second of all, in terms of the actual Gemara and the Mishnah, what is this Lashon of Ha'ema? According to the Rambam, we understand, because you said it, it's not to do with saying it twice. Okay, we'll have to understand how he learns the Gemara. But it's because you said it, therefore, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maspik Biyodei. But according to Rashi, what is it to do with saying it? And actually, why when it comes to Yom Kippur is it only saying it once? And when it comes to Echdav Ashav, it's twice. So the Maaseh said there are multiple Mahalchim in this. The Kavan Asanel in Eis Tzadi, he says, over there in Yuma, he says that there's two different things. There's the Rav Huna of Ein Maspikin Biyodei. There's two ways you can lock yourself out of tshuva. There's Rav Huna, which says Ein Maspikin Biyodei because you did it Nasas Leikahet, because you made it Mutter, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu locks you out, because you made it Mutter. And And there's a second thing of someone just saying echte v'mekorim chape, and the Gemara is just merging those two into one, but they're really two different ideas. The problem is that, and he brings a riot from the fact that the end of the Mishnah says echte v'mekorim chape, and it's only once. So haraya, it must be it's only to do it once. It's just there's two ways you can get locked out of tshuva. One is by saying echte v'oshuva, and one is by actually doing something twice. The problem is the Lashon of the Mishnah is bechlal not mashma like that. The Lashon of the Mishnah is ha'aymer echtav ashuv, echtav ashuv. So why does it say it twice? So be'etzem, I think that there is this is potentially the pshat in the Rambam. If you look at the end of the Mishnah, says ha'aymer echtav ha'aymer kvar mechapen. Now we need to understand. The Gemara asks the kasha. Gemara goes on says ha'aymer echtav ha'aymer kvar mechapen. The Gemara asks a kasha. Maybe the Mishnah is not like Rebbe. The Sanya, Rebbe Yom Kippur Shem Tur, Bin Osa Tshuva, Bin Osa Tshuva Yom Kippur Mechaper. Whether you do Tshuva, whether you don't do Tshuva, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So as the Gemara, we see that if you say Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper, Ein Lo Kippur, what do you mean? It's not like Rebbe, because Yom Kippur is Mechaper on everything. Answers the Gemara, Agav Shani, Zob Drashi, that if you do it, Me'acha She'alov Husoy Mechlachta Ein Mechaper. Even Rebbe who says Yom Kippur is Mechaper, whether you do Tshuva, whether you don't, just the Etzem day is Mechaper. It's only Mechaper if you're not doing it al das kain. But when you say after Yom Kippur Mechaper, the Gemara is saying Akav Shani. If you're doing it al das kain, then you don't have the Yom Kippur. So even according to Rebbe, that means the Mishnah is coming, according to the Gemara is learning, to say that even according to Rebbe, that says Yom Kippur is Mechaper, whether you had it in mind or not, Afal Pikain, Akav Shani. Yom Kippur is not Mechaper on those that say I'm going to do Teshuvah, only on that which is Yom Kippur is going to come Mechaper. So I want to suggest the following pshat. Maybe there are two dinim completely. Maybe this is the pshat in the Rambam, and I think that it's muchach. There is one din, there is one way that we get stuck in our lives, in the daily humdrum of our daily lives, and get involved in averis that just nasis loy keheta. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't lock us out. Rav Huna's not saying Ribbono Shel Olam locks us out. It's just poshut. There's this concept that by doing an avera multiple times, if someone gets used to speaking and davening at a certain time when we're not allowed to speak, or saying that, then you just nasis lekhati, you don't even think about it anymore. People are just, that's what we do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't this way the Rambam's learning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't lock you out from doing tshuva. That's what the Yetzirah is. But lemaisa, when someone does something like that, he will find it hard to do tshuva, right? But that's got nothing to do with what the Rambam's halacha is when he starts off in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. He's talking about the things which Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maspik Biyadoi. And when the Rambam learned this Mishnah, Lechir, there's a very poshta question. The Gemara says, the reason why it needs to say Echtav Yom, there's really a question. What's the difference between someone who's saying Echtav Oshuv and Echtav Yom Kippurim Mechapa? What's the difference? It's the same halacha. If you say, I'm going to do an Avera and I'll do Teshuva, or I'll do an Avera and Yom Kippur will be Mechapa. But Etzim, what he's doing is he's going to Avera knowing that there's a Teshuva process. He's got his get out clause. What's the difference? But Etzim, there is none according to the Rambam. So what is the two different things? The Gemara says it was Lafuki of Rebbe that said that Yom Kippur is Mechapa. But the problem is, the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rebbe. The Rambam later on at the end of Perek Dalet, he holds you need to do teshuva. So why do we need Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper according to the Rambam? That's why the Rambam at the end of his Loshni says that Oimah Echtav Ashuv Uvichlal Zeh Oimah Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper. This is all one halacha. The halacha is don't go into an Avera and think I'm going to do teshuva. Whether it's because you're going to do teshuva, whether it's because Yom Kippur is Mechaper, it doesn't matter. Don't go into an Avera and rely on the fact that you've got this get out clause. And the reason for that is like the Meiri says, that because the Etzem Avera, now you've used teshuva as the Etzem cause for your Avera. The Meiri explains that once you use teshuva as the Etzem cause for Avera, you don't have a get out clause. Which therefore means that the Rambam is learning that there's two different things. There's ways in our lives that we can lock ourselves out from doing teshuva, and there are ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu it can lock us out. What the Rambam's referring to is that only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maspik Biyodi. That which in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maspik Biyodi, because the Rambam Paschal is not like Rebbe, therefore the Yom Kippur and the Tshuva, it's all one halacha. Don't use, like the Meiri says, don't use something which is there to help you as the reason why you do that Avira. The Maisa, in this,
and then once should be enough for that.
So that's why the Rambam Paschal, so Eimeh Echtav Oshuv, just once. Yeah. That's why it's just once. And he says it's all one halacha, because the whole reason why the Gemara said twice, right, was only because if you're excluding yourself, and that's Lashon of Rashi, but that's not what the Rambam's talking about. He just learns the Mishnah, because the end of the Mishnah of Eme Efti Eme Kepur Mechapa, like the Karban Asansel, is Muchach, it's only Toilon once. What would be the difference, Be'etzim? The third, that's the Pshat in the Rambam. In the Etzim idea of Yom Kippur Mechaper, there's this idea of Echte V'Oshuv. There's a fundamental question that we all have, which is, Be'etzim, what is this idea of saying Echte V'Oshuv? Is it just a plain thing, a plain Yitzhahara of, I'm going to do an Avera and I'm going to do it in, and I'm going to do the Tshuva? And why is it not Mechaper? Rabbi Leib Lopian, he used to say, oh, from the Brisker Rav, the difference between a ganav and a gazlan. He says, what's the difference between a ganav and a gazlan? A ganav is someone pays kefil. Why? Because he didn't have in mind. He was worried more about people than he was about Yerushalayim. As the Brisker Rav, what you're telling me that the gazlan has Yerushalayim? He also doesn't have Yerushalayim. He stole. So the Brisker Rav explains, says, no, the gazlan, he gets stuck in that avera, he gets whipped up in that moment. He's not thinking about anything, he's not making cheshbonos. And without making cheshbonos, he goes and steals, so the halacha is go and give it back. The ganav, he started making a cheshbon, hang on, what time is a good time not to be caught? He's already making cheshbonos, he's not suddenly Yitzhar Miskabelov, he's starting to make cheshbonos, he plans it. You're making a plan, says the Brisker Rav, and you didn't include the Reboishim in your plan, that you pay kefil. The Rabbi Leib Lopian used to explain that that's the pshat with the Echta V'Oshuv. Many of us, we just get caught up in that avera and the time. And be'etzim, that's the reason why we have the Tshuva on Yom Kippur. But if someone makes a plan of Echta V'Oshuv, he's already sitting down and making a plan, that ain't Maspikin B'Yodi Lassis Tshuva. On the Etzim Yom Kippur, though, I heard a beautiful pshat in Echta V'Oshuv, which its mamash puts a whole different slant on it. It goes back to a question on our Tshuva itself. We say by teshuvah that someone does teshuvah me'avah is donas nasis leikas chuyus. So the question is, someone's in deep debt, he's in deep trouble, and he goes to speak to his bank manager. We understand why the bank manager will say to him, you know what, I'll give you a clean slate. I mean, we don't understand why, but that's probably the best he could hope for, right? But imagine the bank manager says, you know what, instead of your minus 100,000, why don't we just put another line through it and make it into a plus sign? And now you're plus 100,000. Who does something like that? Mechatesa. The best we can hope for tshuva should be the Rebbeinu Shlom wipes our slate clean. What is the chat that the Zdoinas nasis leikas chuyus on tshuva me'ava? We also know that Beim Kippur is called Yom Kippurim, and on Purim we find the same thing. We have a chiyuv, ad de la yoda bein orahom on the Baruch Mordechai. There's this chiyuv of kind of mixing up the Orohomon, which seems to be the equivalent of the Chet, the worst, the Amalek, and not being sure which is maybe Orohomon, maybe Baruch Mordechai. And even in Kippur itself, we bring a Soy La'azazel. We bring a Soy Hamishtaleach, which is a Soy La'azazel. So really, this comes to a whole different idea of how we engage with Teshuvah and with growth and with strength. So we know that the halacha, the Gemara says there was the machlokes beis Shammai beis Hillel. We made the halacha is like beis Hillel because they were makdim divrei beis Shammai to beis Hillel, which again seems like a very nice thing. They were proper mensches, like amazing. They were makdim divrei, but here we're looking for emes. What's the difference if beis Hillel say a pshat, beis Shammai say a pshat? We'll give it the emes to pshat. No, we'll say halacha k'maisim because they were makdim divrei beis Shammai to beis Hillel. What's that got to do with getting to the emes? So I heard this Murdik of Shat from Rosh Hashiva, which really starts off with a Zoya and Parshas Tazria. The Zoya says, he starts off with the Pasuk, the Zoya and Parshas Tazria, that from Zion base, Risi Anishi Yisrein Lechochma Min Asichlus. Ask the Zoya Min Asichlus Mamish, I see that there is a Yisrein for wisdom over stupidity. Is it stupidity mamish? And why do we need Bechlal, Shlomo HaMelech, to tell us that? So it goes through a number of different things, and it comes out, it says like this, Amar Yitzchak, Moshul Lemosuk B'ma. The Moshul is with the sweet and the sour. De la yoda inish taima de masika ad de toa merira. You only know what is sweet if you've tasted sour. A child which has never tasted sour could never know that this is sweet. It's just a taste. It's only in contrast in our lives that we know sweet. That means it's the etzem merirus, says Rabbi Yitzchok, that is coming to give us the sweetness. And then it's the same with the choshech and oir. Which means that if you understand the yisoid that the Zohar is saying, it's that the etzem merirus itself is what gives us, paradoxically, the masikas in our lives. Right? We dip some apple in honey on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Even though apple's sweet, the honey is so much sweeter in contrast to the apple. Right? The idea in life is that when you really understand it, it's the etzem merirus that creates the masikas. It's the etzem chishach that creates the oir. If you shine a light, a small torch, in a dark room, how much brighter does it shine than if you shine it in a bright room? That's what Shlomo HaMelech was saying. It's not that he was just saying, you don't need Shlomo HaMelech to tell us that Chochmah is greater than Sichlus. We know that. It's that the Sichlus itself is the thanks for the Chochmah. That Shlomo HaMelech is saying is that Baruch Hashem we have stupidity, because without stupidity there would be no such thing as Chochmah. Now when a person deeply understands this, this is Be'etzim what Yom Kippur was. Yom Kippur was the time when our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom was tested to the maximum. We were completely betrayed the Rebbeinu Shlom. Yom Kippur came, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Igel, he was mechaper on us. That means the true test of a relationship, Shem Pinkas used to say, the true test of relationship is not the first day that you get married. It's after the first argument whether you can get back together again. Which means that it's actually the argument itself which is the cause of greatest shalom bias. A couple which can really get back may ever. A couple which really get me'ava are much closer because of the fight. Now, if you say this in chosim classes, the chosim will turn to you and say, so maybe we should have a fight, we should schedule it, once a month? Twice a month, when should we have a fight? Maybe we should have a fight, because the etzem fight is what causes the closeness. It's only after that that you even zochet Yom Kippur. The answer is, we don't go looking for brokenness in our lives, but it's almost tempting. It's almost tempting. The idea of nasis leikas chuyas is because when you learn from the things, from the mistakes of the past, then be'etzem, it's actually the cause of a greater relationship with Hashem, which turns out that the actual Avera was a cause for a greater Kirvus Elikim. That's the pshat of Yom Kippurim. We say Adela Yoda by Aruch Haman Baruch Mordechai is because we know that the signature ring of Haman did much more to bring back Klal Yisrael than any of the Nevi'im. Which means, hang on a second, you're telling me so Haman is good then? That's what you're supposed to get to that level of Yom Kippur. And that's the Soil Azazel. And that's the Pshat and Pesham by the way, because why they were Makdim, they understood paradoxically that it was only through having an opposite opinion that they paradoxically had an opinion at all. Which means it was much closer to MS. They were Makdim to Pesham, he said, this is Pesham. Pesham got up and he said their Pshat. Beis Hillel, in order to get MS, they would put the whole thing on. And by putting the whole picture on, actually it came closer to the MS. According to this, we understand why Yom Kippur and Teshuvah is so powerful, but also so dangerous. Because if you really understand this, like in a relationship, you can make the mistake to say, oh wow, look how close we are together after this fight. Maybe we should do this once a month. It's a mistake. That same Yetzirah is Ha'ema Echteva Oshuv. And this, Lemaisa, was made a mistake that was made throughout the generations, Shabbatai Tzvi and many others, who made the mistake of saying, do you know what? Imagine someone who was a Muslim, who was a rabbi, then became Muslim, and then comes back. Look how amazing it is. The answer is, there's enough things in our life that you don't need to do it. But says the Rambam, says the Mishnah, you understand Echtav Oshav, you understand how incredible chait can be once you do Teshuvah. And that's the, you say, listen, let's go into massive debt, because can you imagine what the bank manager will do when he turns it into a plus? Will be even to more. Ema speaking biyodilas in Teshuvah. That's not our job in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mechapping you. The forget of Hunah, even if you don't do it twice, this is the Rebbeinu Shlom locking us out. But the idea is to understand that it's our virus of every year that actually bring us closer. Which means through the Teshuvah Me'avah, which means that the pre-printed machza of Yom Kippur is because Rebbeinu Shlom knows we're going to sin. The question is, are we going to be like the Ganef or the Gazlan? The Ganef makes that cheshbon. You make the cheshbon, you're out. Every year there's things what you should get nitfas in, which you don't realize. When I was in school in Gateshead, our teacher came in, as obviously a very halakha teacher. He said, listen, I'm going to ask the boys just take on one small thing for this year. So we all listen, okay, what's this small thing? He says, no more mazids, just shogegs. You're not going to achieve a b'mazid. When you think about it, be'etzem, it makes sense. No more mazids means, be'etzem, as a person knows, I'm about to do an avera, all right? And I'm going to do it, and I know it's an avera. What are you doing? You're almost nitfas in Echtav Oshav. If you're like a Gazlan, It was you just were nitfas in it. Yeah, but to be able to say, in fact, the Shas Shuvas Beis Yitzchok asks, he's not even sure whether Echdim Yom Kippur Mechaper is considered a Shoigeg. Because he says he's making a mistake. He's only doing it because he thinks that Yom Kippur is Mechaper. But because now we know Agav Shani, it's not Mechaper anymore. Maybe it's not considered a proper Mezid. Al Kaponim, he's Mefakad, in my Pashtus, that's not the Pshat in Mezid. Mezid is you know you're doing the Avir. It's not whether you know you're getting the Kapora for it. Al Kaponim, this is the thing that we need to bear in mind. You come to an Elul and you think, here we are again, year after year, another Avera. No. What we need to make sure is, Baruch Shem knows that we're going to time. We need to make sure that we're not the chlav that Emas speaking biyodei, we're not the chlav that the nasis leikaheta, and we make sure that even the Averas that we do are begeder, a gazla, not a ganav, that we did it, we got stuck, like whatever, now through Ava we come back and we actually use the actual fate of nasis leikasliyas. Thank you.